On the other side of the Capitol, Halliburton officials were in front of a House committee answering questions about the company's operations in Iraq. There were some former Halliburton employees there as well, alleging that Halliburton subsidiary KBR mismanaged subcontracts and wasted taxpayer dollars. NPR's Kathleen Schalk has the story.
Democrats and Republicans disagreed over what these hearings were about. Committee Chairman Virginia Republican Tom Davis insisted the driving force was politics.
I, for one, still believe that if it weren't for the fact that the vice president was the former, and I emphasize former CEO of the parent company, we probably wouldn't be here today.
Davis also voiced skepticism about the testimony of the former KBR employees who came forward to complain.
I believe that tunnel vision, inexperience, and naivete are behind many of the allegations we're here today. But to be honest, I fear some are here because they have ulterior motives, whether it's a book or a tried litigation lottery jackpot.
The former employees included two truck drivers who had been fired by KBR and a woman, Marie DeYoung, who had helped audit subcontracts for the company. DeYoung offered examples of overbilling. She said the company paid for cases of soda and got cans of soda instead. And she complained that it's been housing staff in the five-star Kempinski Hotel in Kuwait when it could have used tents.
It costs about $110 to house one KBR employee per day at the Kempinski, while it costs the Army $1.39 per day to bunk a soldier in a leased tent. The military requested that Halliburton move into tents, but Halliburton refused.
Former KBR truck driver James Warren also complained that the company showed no inclination to economize.
KBR removed the spare tires from the trucks on my convoys. I don't know why they did this, but one convoy, one of the trucks got a flat tire. Since we didn't have any spares, we had to leave the truck on the side of the road. As someone who has been in trucking for 13 years, I do not understand how a company could ditch a brand new truck because they didn't have a spare tire.
Republicans, including Virginia's Edward Schrock, sharply questioned these witnesses, suggesting that they were unqualified to level these kinds of charges.
Do you believe that perhaps when you witnessed trucks being purposely destroyed, it was because the Army believed it tactically necessary to do so?
In my opinion, I don't think it was necessary to do so. Maybe the Army or KBR.
Were you in on the military planning that decided to make
no,
that
sir,
decision?
No, sir, I wasn't.
Executives from Halliburton also challenged the former employees' claims, saying they were inaccurate or based on bad arithmetic. They said the company has not been cavalier about spending. Chief Operating Officer for Government Operations, Alfred Nefkin, reminded lawmakers that under its long-standing logistics contract, KBR was supposed to be prepared to support 25 to 50,000 troops.
Within months, we were charged with supporting nearly 200,000 U.S. and coalition forces, as well as 11,000 others, a total of 211,000 people. Under these conditions, no one should expect the assembling and complicated logistics would be the epitome of pristine precision. These unanticipated requirements did tax and stretch our systems, but we placed continuous pressure on ourselves to do better.
While the hearing was billed as a chance to gather information, most of the lawmakers seemed to have made up their minds about the testimony ahead of time, and there was little evidence that anyone changed their mind. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.